From $250,000 to do a study on preserving a landmark clock tower to $10,750 for building a veterans garden, 13 projects have been recommended for funding in the first year of Springfield's participation in the Massachusetts Community Preservation Act. The CPA is a voter-approved surcharge on residential property tax bills to raise money for preserving open space and historic sites, developing affordable housing, and creating outdoor recreation facilities. In Springfield, $1.3 million was raised during the first year of the CPA. An appointed board recently recommended how the money should be spent. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Springfield Community Preservation Committee Chairman Robert McCarroll.
Well, we ended up recommending to City Council 13 projects for funding. One of them is a community housing project. About five of them are historic resources projects, and the remainders are open space / recreational uses projects.
And the committee had set a limit of $250,000 per project for this first year. Is that correct?
That's correct. So we started our process, we decided we did not want to give away, most of the money to one single project. So we set a max that anyone could have in 1 year.
And did any of the projects qualify for that maximum amount that you recommended, the $250,000?
Yes, two of the historic resources projects we're recommending the max. One is a study of how to fix our deteriorating campanile, the bell tower that's the landmark of Springfield next to City Hall. And our money is part of a larger pot being put in for by the regular city funding sources to study that. And we are also recommending $250,000 to stabilize the gun block, which is a very historic building on State Street, highly visible on the corner of Walnut Street, which is in a state of collapse. And there's a nonprofit trying to fix it, but as with many projects in Springfield, the cost of fixing something outweighs the value of once it's fixed, so you need to raise donations before you can do much.
And you mentioned there was one affordable housing project that was recommended for funding. What is it?
Yes, the city's Office of Housing already runs a first-time home buyers assistance program, but the funding sources they now have limit them to households that make less than 80% of metropolitan median income. CPA allows that to go up to 100% of metropolitan median income. So we're recommending that they be funded with $100,000 aimed at the income cohorts between 100% and 80%, which they can't serve right now.
How many people do they think that this would help, this would benefit? Do they
well,
know?
Their existing program provides about, I think, $2,500 of assistance toward closing costs. And so $2,500 goes into 100,000, 40 times? So 40 households?
In the category of open space, how many projects have you recommended funding there this year, and what are some of the highlights from that?
Yeah, I'm going to say there are about eight of them. I have not broken them down, but the most expensive is we're funding a part of the McKnight Rail Trail design. Once again, there are other funds involved with this, but they needed $200,000 from us. And that's to actually design a rail trail that runs along the old Highland Division Railroad that goes from State Street, curving around the McKnight neighborhood and sort of at Albany Street. We're also funding a study, a feasibility study, of the same abandoned rail line as it runs between Forest Park and East Forest Park from Watershops Ponds down to the East Long Meadow line. And we're funding the refurbishment of Godfrey Triangle, a very visible space that's on Berkshire Avenue in Indian Orchard.
Now, so these recommendations now go to the city council. That's what happens next?
Correct. City council is the legislative body that decides whether or not they want to actually fund the projects.
Have you dispersed the projects fairly evenly, geographically speaking, throughout the city, would you say?
Yeah. I mean, we've actually got a map that sort of shows, and we've got projects that cover a good deal of the city. They don't cover every quadrant of the city, but they're certainly not concentrated in one area or another.
What would be your pitch to the city council, if you will, for funding these projects?
Well, you know, many of these are bubble-up projects that have come from the neighborhoods working with, let's say, the park department. And so these are projects that the people want, and we've always viewed CPA as a program that helps more with bubble-up projects rather than trickle-down, top-down projects. I think some of the ones like the Campanile study, everyone understands the building, the structure has severe issues, and we've got to address it sometime soon before even more of the limestone veneer falls off of it.